Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
Okay, we had been discussing chapter 11. Chapter 11 is Vishwarupa Darshan. So we've seen that Arjuna sees this Vishwarup by the grace of the Lord. He wanted to comprehend the totality of the Supreme Being. This is something similar to it. I know everything, but I want to see God. I want to experience God. Well, I have been learning all of this and it seems logical. I want to grasp all of it. And Bhagavan said, you will not be able to see it with your normal understanding. If you change your perspective, you will be able to see it. So he changes his perspective. Now Arjuna sees that form. First thing he sees, obviously, as we have discussed, is that everything is merged into one. All the names and forms in his perception is now became one. Right now, your hands, my hands, your mouth, my mouth, it all in that perception became one entity who has many mouths and many legs. So first we see that you see this unity into the diversity which we see in this world. Secondly, he also sees the divinity in it. So he sees the Vishnu. He sees Brahma, he sees Shiva. Then he also sees all the Rudras and Vasavas and Yakshas and anything that I had experienced in my life before. Anything that I have learned before, anything that I have considered as part of my world, now I see all at once. In other words, the space and time has become irrelevant. It has become all into one. There is no separation between I and you. There is no separation between then and now. All at once. Swamiji gives a very nice example that if I'm reading a book, there's a beginning, there's a middle and the end. But the book is in my hand, so it's up to me. I can see the last page first or first page. I like to read all those mystery books and always there's temptation that's halfway in the book. Let me just go and see what the heck is going to happen. But there's no fun in it. So we say, okay, well, let me go through the whole book and find out. This is what our life looks like. Right now, we are so curious about our future. But there is no way we want to say. We also don't want to get there. We know we're going to die someday. But we don't want to get there right now. I'm fine one page at a time. One pace at a time, 1 second at a time. But now Arjuna sees all of that at once and it terrifies him. So he says, well, I see all these beings rushing towards you as if they are propelled by some force that without their own efforts, they are going towards you. So he said, I am so nervous just looking at this. I don't see a beginning, I don't see an end. All the beings are just rushing towards you as if propelled by some force. And they are getting merged into you. See, we have our own perception of what is beautiful, what is pleasant. Once we are outside of that realm, everything is fearful to us. We feel comfortable about a certain size of a room. When we're in some vast arena and by yourself, you feel completely lost. So our scale gets out of shape there. We have comfort level with a certain scale. Now he sees this entire universe in one time in his perception and he's afraid. So he says, I'm so afraid that I can't even find which disha. I can't find what is in front of me, what is behind me. Everywhere I see is you. I can't really see how I can bear this perception. But then he continues and says, now I even see that all the sons of the Dhritarashtra merging into you. So he's having a little glimpse of the future. Book is in my hand. I can go on the back page of the book and find out the end of what's going to happen. Arjuna right now have that luxury. And obviously his curiosity was, what's going to happen to all these people if I have to fight them? So obviously he sees that all these sons of Dhritarashtras are getting killed. All the kings on their side, not only the kings on their side, well, kings on our side are all getting crushed into your mouth, in the mouth of the death. Which, as I said, if we really fast for our life, it almost seemed like that all we were doing is rushing towards our death. I was born, then I did this, and then I did this. But if you fast forward it, all I did is rushing constantly towards my death. Every second, every minute, every day, every month, every year. I don't know why we celebrate birthdays. That should be the day, should be very sad that I lost one more year. So I have one less year to live, you know. But we read our book one page at a time and enjoy that page. And that's what Bhagavan says your job is supposed to be. Enjoy in the present and do your duty. And he says that some of them are getting stuck into this fierce teeth. Some are going probably easily, but some are getting stuck into your teeth and getting crushed in your teeth. We don't want to die, but we're going to die anyway. You know. Some are gradually going towards it and accepting the reality more gracefully. And some are resisting, but going to get crushed by the time anyway. In the next three verses, Swamiji says that poet in Vyasa comes out again, that even though in such a serious topic, he can't resist his urge to give this analogy. Yatha nadinam bahava ambuvegaha samudram eva abhimukha dravante. Just as the many currents of the water in rivers rush toward the ocean and merge into the ocean, there is no river which does not get merged into the ocean. And if you really see from the perspective of the cycle, every drop of the water, as Swamiji says, in the river came from the ocean. The ocean water evaporated, became cloud, fell as rain onto the mountains of the plains, and then by gravity is just rushing toward the ocean again. But from our perspective, when we see the rivers is just without any hesitation, rushing towards the ocean, losing its own identity. Every river has its identity. Ganges and Yamuna and even James River and Potomac all eventually just merges into the ocean. Once it merges in the ocean, it loses its identity. You see, the same way, Tatha Tavami Naraloka Veera, these great warriors in the man of this world, we all have this great personality from our own perspective. I am this and I am that, and he's Bill Gates and he's Steve Jobs, and in the end, they're all rushing towards merging into you. Tatha Tavami Naraloka Veera Vishanti Vaktirani Abhivijjvalanti. All these great people, when we look at from our perspective, are great people. Well, why do they have to leave this world? They can continue in serving this world. They are also just rushing towards their death. They are merging into your flaming mouth. This flaming mouth of the death, as we know. They are all rushing towards that. Just as the river, no matter how great a river, the Ganges or Potomac, James River or Tapi or Narmada, they're all rushing toward the ocean, merges into it. It came out of the ocean, has a personality for a while of its own, and merges into it. The same way Swamiji says here, that all the names and forms that we know of came from the unmanifest. it remained manifest for a period of time in the middle. In the end, it becomes unmanifest again. My father was born at one time. He lived his life, and he's gone. So where is my father now? I don't know. He is no more. That's all we can say. He was not there before. He was there for a while. He is no more. This will be my life story too. I am right now here. At some point of a time, I won't be around. But we don't accept that from ourselves. But from a third-party perspective, we are all rushing towards non-existence, as we know. Just as rivers are flowing without any hesitation towards its own death into the ocean, merging into the ocean, these great people in this world, they are also doing the same thing, merging into your mouth. That's what Arjuna says now. Maybe we can say that river is unanimate, insentient water. But the moth is just like you and I, has a life of its own and a personality of its own. But even that, yatha pradiptam jvalanam patanga, vishanti nasaya samruddha vegaha. Moth, by its own instinct of attraction, I have never seen in my life, so I always have to take this as an analogy. I've never seen moth going into the flame, but I'm sure it happens, you know. And therefore, there are all these great analogies. The moth, by its own instinct, sometimes we just can't understand why we do things we do. That I knew it's going to hurt me, but I did it anyway. Why did I do it? I don't know. Our instinct takes us towards where we needed to go, but it may be the end of our own self. You know. You see, just as this moth is attracted by the flame of a lamp, and rasishto samruddha vegaha, it's not hesitation that maybe with the force it goes towards the flame and gets burnt, or gets destroyed, or gets sent out. Tathaiva nasaya visanti lokaha tavapi vaktrani samruddha vegaha. In a same way, all the lokaha, all the beings, not just the human beings, all the beings, anything that comes into being, it seems that they are with the samruddha vegaha, without hesitation, all rushing towards their own destruction. So there is no difference between an inanimate river water or a sentient moth. There is no difference between an uneducated human being or the great wise man. We are all exactly doing the same thing. We are rushing towards where we came from. We came from the singularity, the one entity which pervades this entire jagat, the entire universe. We came out of him, we were rushing towards to merge with him. In the beginning, it seems like that we have our own personality in our own life. Every wave that rises into the ocean has its own personality and its own existence, and its own life history to write. But it came out of the ocean, sooner or later merges into the ocean, whether it's a great wave or a small wave, whether it's a tsunami or a regular wave on a Virginia beach on a nice day. They all come out of the ocean. Now, is it something the ocean has done it? No. It is the very nature of the waves. It came out of the ocean. It wants to merge back into the ocean. Swamiji says, once you see your death in that manner, there is nothing to fear of death. You are exactly doing what you are made to do. You know. You are rushing towards your own self. In the last verse, Vailihyase grasamanah samantat lokan samagran vadanehi jvaladbihi Tejo birapurya jagat samagram bhasa tav ugraha pratapanti Vishnu. O Vishnu, addresses now him as Vishnu. And as Swamiji has explained before, that Vishnu means the one which is a long stride. So the Vishnu also means the one which has the infinite stride, from the beginningless to the endless. So that's all-pervading. Now he sees this Supreme Being in front of him as infinite. There is no end, there is no beginning, there is no front, there is no back, there is no side. It's everywhere. So, O Vishnu, it seems that now you are devouring all the world, everything from all sides are rushing toward your devouring mouth, and you are leaking. This is a normal experience we have, something which we enjoy doing it and satisfied with it. We want to make sure that even the last bit is done. So if we like some food, then we are leaking. Now the destruction is something we have almost associated a negative connotation in our lives. Don't destroy, well, create something, don't be a destructor. But that's our very limited perspective. We know that the creation just cannot take place without destruction. Yesterday has to die for today to take birth. If we just hang on to the yesterday, then today cannot come into existence. If I don't give up my childhood, I can be a young man. Somebody says, well, he's just a grown-up child. All that means is he never really grew up. He never let go his childhood. I still remember when I was in Zambia, my cousins used to take me to this Indian club. And there was not really much entertainment in those days. I was there in the 70s. And there are people who obviously come there and say, my cousin will say, Jay, he's actually 70-something, but he's very young at heart, you know. He will be with us. And I used to really admire and say, you know, I should be like that when I'm 70. Now I look at it and say, that was very foolish on Jay's part, you know. When he was 70, he was acting like a 30-year-old. In those days, I used to see how smart he is, you know. Other 70 people are doing this, and he's still doing what the 30-something are doing. If you don't let go, then obviously the new thing cannot happen. Destruction has to occur. And because I'm an architect, I can always say, we award a contract. The first thing happens is what? If there is a building on the site, destroy that building. Without that, we can't really build anything. New thing has to come up by destroying what was old. As Swamiji says here, that this verse actually says that you are devouring all the world from all the sides and leaking. It's not that he's enjoying a negative destruction. He's enjoying the destruction in anticipation of the new creation. So they say the whole concept of our Trinity, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, are not three different entities. He's the same God who destroys and enjoys the destruction, and then he's the one who creates and then sustains it for a while and destroys it again. The cycle continues. Destruction is as much part of the creation as the creation itself. So Bhagavan says, he's enjoying the destruction, devouring all the world every side. With your flaming mouths, you are leaking in enjoyment. Tejo bihi apuryam jagat samagram bhasah tava ugraha pratapanti. Your fierce rays, and the very bright rays of yours, filling this whole world with radiance. This whole world is filled with your presence. His whole world is filled with the activities which is happening because of your power. We say there is a nightlife in New York City. Well, the nightlife comes from the people who are alive, and who get together and do activity. That life which we see everywhere is filled by his own presence. So now Arjuna sees in totality and says, this whole world is filled with your bright radiating rays, O Vishnu. O all-pervading one, I see that everything is coming into you and everything coming out of you, and you are filling the all quarters. There is nothing but you, your glory, your radiance that I see in all sides. With that, we'll stop here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.